Hi, Royals fans. This is JJ Piccolo. If you suffer a sprain, strain, or fracture, the University of Kansas Health System offers orthopedic walk-in care at 435 and Nall in Overland Park. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/orthopedics.
And now, spoiler alert, the man who is really Ray's father, Soren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro, the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. You know, you'd think, based on the excitement level with my oldest daughter, that I am. You'd think she might be Ray, based upon her excitement level of what's going on tonight with the, you know, they say tomorrow, but really tonight is when it hits.
It's like the old
Star Trek,
the old
Star Wars,
the, fog, the late night, you know, at the fog type thing. You have to wait till a certain time, then it's always the day before. They always try to get it in as early as possible.
Curtis trying to sound cool like you've seen any of these movies.
I have seen nothing.
What did Drake you Google to get that throw, Kay?
I didn't. I was standing there in the FM studio, and Drake popped in and goes, "You want a cool Star Wars throw for Serena?" I was like, "Yeah, sure." And he said it, and I'm like, "I don't know what that means, but I'm going to use it." So then I kind of looked, Ray, okay, they're finding out who Ray's parents are, possibly. All right, so who knows? So I said, well, that'll work. And I actually went by and checked with him. Okay, here's what I'm going to say. Does that work? He says, yes, that's good.
I will not be able.
By the way, he did so with two lightsabers on his desk.
Yes.
And a Star Wars t-shirt.
Which, little plug for later on. Are we going to be Facebook Living this? Is this correct? Kyle here running the operation at Tickets for Less. That's where we are, ticketsforless.com. It is their Tixmas. Tixmas. See, it's like Christmas.
But
it's tickets.
Tickets.
And it's like Xmas, but it's ticks. Miss. See what they did there?
That's pretty cool.
I think that's really cool. I'm going to give you some of the great deals here in a second. But we're here at 135th and 69 Highway, northwest corner in the Central Bank of the Midwest. I always want to say pregame.
Right.
Central Bank of the Midwest building where Tickets for Less, where their offices are. Great spot for you to come down and join us. And, yes, the Star Wars is tonight, as I've said. My daughter's school program, the Christmas program, is tonight. Right smack dab in the middle of the company Star Wars.
Have they no soul? How can you schedule that?
You know, it's funny.
Unless it's Star Wars.
About not going to, like, rescheduling the Christmas party for Star Wars, they might say that I have no soul for asking them to schedule a Christmas fairly large event in the Catholic calendar, the Christmas, and the program. They kind of work on it all first semester.
It's one of the big two.
Maybe I should not be chastising those that have scheduled the Christmas program during the launch of Star Wars. But, I mean, that's something you got to look at, folks.
They've been working all semester. You've been working on Star Wars since 77 when it came
77.
Out.
77. 40 years. I've been working to this moment. Fa-la-la-la-la, I got it. Star Wars, tonight. No go. 2 years in a row. Rogue One last year, didn't get to go. Had to go. I went to like the 11:30. This year, 11 p.m. Got to get three idiots I know to go with me at 11 o'clock.
Runs there tonight going,
well, let's be honest, two idiots and a designated driver,
right? Excellent. The DD.
I can't.
Who in the minds of some is, while an honorable role,
yes,
also kind of an idiot.
He's an idiot
depending on who.
An idiot for being the designated driver to a movie.
I was like, really?
By the way,
he's just an honorable idiot.
My wife doesn't listen much, but if she's listening right now, she's like, wait a minute, I didn't hear about a designated driver. What the hell is going on? You just said you wanted to go to the 11 o'clock movie. Well, the movies now serve the beer.
Yes, they do.
So
they finally got with it. You're at the Christmas thing going, fa la 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 la.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Every song you worked into a star in John Williams tune.
Ta-da! Ta-da! Bummer up a bump.
Ta-da!
Ba-rum-ba-bum-bum.
I like it.
You know, the story at the Christmas program never changes.
No, that's...
I mean, the manger is going to be there.
There's no M. Night Shyamalan twist.
There's no twist where it's like, it's me, I'm back, Moses!
Oh, my God.
No, there's no show stopping. We know where it's going. Ah, the fourth grade class has Mary. Okay, here she comes. I'm pretty. Oh, look. Yeah, stunning. She's got the baby with her. Last year was a big year because my daughter was Mary. So that was a big one.
Cool.
Very important role. You walk up carrying the baby and then sit in the middle. Very important role. My people tell me that when you hit sixth grade, though, you don't participate in the program anymore.
Hmm.
Dun, 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 dun.
That is one happy Jedi. Was that right? I don't know.
Yeah, you got it.
That's safe enough. I can't go any deeper than that, or I'm going to be like, you just did something really dumb. There was the video of... It was in Ted 2, where the woman in the car gets Star Wars and Star Trek messed confused. Up, and those guys are yelling at him, and she yells at the Star Wars guys, like, it's Star Trek, you idiot. Don't listen to her. She's stupid. It's okay. We're used to it by now. And they bond over the fact that she doesn't know the difference.
Yeah, good times. So happy Star Wars Day to you. Listen, here at Tickets for Less, though, I will tell you what they're going to do in honor of us, the program, being here. Myself, Curtis Siebold, with you, along with Kyle Huppy, running the operation at Tickets for Less. In honor of us being here, Fast Talking Rob, back at our Rally House studios. We'll be at the Rally House, Kansas Sample, tomorrow as the program World Tour of Kansas City continues. North, south, east, and west. We're going all directions in our world tour.
Got the big bus out front, roadies, you know.
Yep.
Grips knocking down.
Two different sets. The Rally House set already being constructed takes so long. Yep. They're over there constructing right now. This set, of course, constructed yesterday when we were out at Robert Brogdon. You know how the two sets to keep moving in front of the tour.
Yep.
That is how it works. But here, speaking, like, if you want to go to a concert, concerts are part of the event. What they're going to do in honor of us being here, Tickets for Less is bringing back all the specials that they've had all week. It is Tixmas, and every day there's a different special. So every day you need to go to ticketsforless.com, all right, or call and shake them down at 913-685-3322. That's their phone number. Please commit that to your cell phone like I have, all right? Monday special, it's back in effect. $40 tickets for KU Iowa State on January 9th. You can get them right now. Day two, Tuesday, you'll recall, $99 opening day Royals tickets. Meant to call, didn't. Reprieve. Opening day, Royals. Hey, it's going to be a different looking team. It's going to be a different process. It's our way to go out and show that we are the greatest Royals fans, greatest baseball fans on earth by coming out during the rebuilding process and still being passionate fans. This team, my prediction, is not going to lose 100 games. This team, in fact, my prediction, is going to win 70 games. And I might bump that to 75 before we're all said and done. We'll see what they do. We're going to talk about the Royals to get things started here in a minute. $99. Opening day tickets. Also from Tuesday, Chiefs-Dolphins on December 24th. Great way to start Christmas Eve. Noon game, $20 upper, $45 lower. Family coming in town, $20. Wow. Family of four is going for $80. Okay?
Nice.
Of course, you can buy your parking in advance here as well, as always. Lower levels, family of four, you're going for less than $200. But you cannot beat these prices. Chiefs-Dolphins. Could be a monster game for the Kansas City Chiefs. Buy your tickets right now. Also from Tuesday, the autographed hardback version of George Brett's Last of a Breed is only $49 if you go pick it up at the mall, at the Oak Park Mall. The Tickets for Less store inside the Oak Park Mall has the autographed George Brett book. Perfect for any baseball fan on your list this gift-giving time of year. Wednesday's deal is back in effect. $99 KU West Virginia on Saturday, February 17th, this is the best game that was put on the schedule, according to the preseason predictions. Perfect time to give it would be Valentine's Day. You got a Kansas fan on your list. February 17th is the game. Give it on the 14th. How about this? 10% off all Sprint Center events. Just remember the code SPRINT10. If you go to TicketsForLess.com, use SPRINT10. Any event, which includes the Big 12 basketball tournament in March, buy your tickets now, people. It includes the NCAA Volleyball Championships tonight and Saturday. It includes great concerts like Kid Rock, Pink, Maroon 5, Eagles. Curtis, I know you've already got your tickets for Kesha. Brad Paisley.
Eagles, yes. Kesha, maybe not.
No, I thought Kesha for you, Eagles for Rob. Rob, Kesha or Eagles? Which one are you going to?
Oh, I'm a big Eagles guy. I'm not Kesha like Curtis, but I like the Eagles.
I've never gotten to see the Eagles. This is my maybe my last shot.
We'll get some tickets.
Yes.
Not because they won't have another tour. You'll be dead of a heart attack? Is that the plan?
It could be. Okay. I keep thinking it's the end, but this might be the last chance to see him, so I'd get him now, folks.
And also, Curtis,
I already outlived Glenn Frey. That was a surprise.
Yeah, that was a bit of an upset.
But trust me, Don Henley ain't going anywhere, but who knows? That health nut.
Is he a health nut?
I think he's a pretty healthy dude.
Is he?
Yeah, he's
I don't know. Am I missing something?
Is
he a well-known triathlete or something?
No, he's not.
Won the Ironman four times, dumbass.
And he's not like Yul Gibbons. He's not, he doesn't.
And if I had any idea who Yul Gibbons was,
the great
that would
nuts
probably
guy,
make sense.
The old guy that sold grape nuts on TV back in the day. You don't?
No.
Okay. Maybe it was just me.
Nope.
Outdated reference. Not a surprise.
More events for Curtis. PBR.
There you go.
You love the rodeo.
I do.
You love the rodeo.
Can't get enough.
I can't believe you're not in Vegas right now for the big NFR. Disney on Ice. You love the ice game.
I do.
Monster Jam.
That's me. Monster Jam.
And it is true. For Monster Jam,
yes,
they will sell you the whole seat.
But you'll only need the edge.
Whole seat. You get the whole seat for Monster Jam, even though you'll only need the edge.
Be there.
10% off. Use the code SPRINT10. And then today's new specials, okay? $79 for KU versus Oklahoma State on Saturday, February 3rd, so $79, KU, Okie State. $20 Charlie Hustle shirts at the mall. These are normally $35. You can get the Charlie Hustle t-shirts at the mall store for $20. Chiefs Chargers this Saturday night. Listen, it's the only time you can party hardy all day, enjoy the game, and not have to get up and go to work the next day.
First time ever.
Yeah.
How about that?
First time ever, a Saturday night game. So here's the beauty, you drunken fools. Okay, is it's not Monday night, it's not Thursday night where you got to turn around and go to work or take the day off. You go have a good time and then sleep in. Please celebrate responsibly. But Chiefs Chargers Saturday night, lower level sidelines, starting at $79. And if you call now, phone only, upper level, first 10 rows on the sidelines, $40. $40. Wow. These Chiefs are selling, these tickets are selling with the Chiefs website for $85. Tickets for Less has them for 40. Call right
40.
Now. What did I say?
Celebrate responsibly.
That doesn't fit. That's got to be more like, please celebrate responsibly.
Please celebrate responsibly.
That comes in at the end. But $40, man, for the upper deck sidelines, that's a phenomenal deal right
it
now.
Is.
On the biggest game of the year.
This game's going to decide who wins the AFC.
Biggest game of the year. Those for me? Is it for me? Flowers being delivered.
Sunflowers.
Beautiful.
Very nice.
Listen, you can't beat these deals. It's ticketsforless.com. Give them a call today, 913-685-3322. Go online. Remember, for the Sprint Center events, use the code SPRINT10. You're going to save 10% on those. SPRINT10, no space, SPRINT10. And you're going to save 10% on anything you want to buy from Sprint Center. $99 KU West Virginia, $79 KU Oklahoma State. Check the schedule. You're a KU fan. You can figure it out. Charlie Hustle t-shirts over at the mall, normally $35. Get them for $20. Also at the mall, get the George Brett autographed hardback copy of his George Brett, Last of a Breed, for only $49. Chiefs and Dolphins, $20 in the upper level, $40 in the lower level. $45 in the lower level. $20 upper, $45 in the lower level. Opening day Royals tickets, $99. And KU Iowa State on January 9th, $40. Got a lot of different specials. Check it out online. Let's start with the Royals since we've got the opening day tickets. I hear everybody – there's a report out. I know it's not everyone's job, like it is our job, to pay attention to sports and then actually file it away and use it as a reference for future years. So as a fan who's worried about getting your shopping done and getting braces on little Joey, and when the hell are you going to get around to cleaning up the leaves? And, you know, then if there's real problems, right? On top of that, you got to manage. I get it. That, like, remembering how the winter meetings went last year and the year before and the year before and the year before, that's not priority one. It's not priority 50. It's a higher priority on my list. So let me give you some insight. When you hear people screaming and yelling and swinging from the right to the left, from 3 to 9 like a pendulum, oh, my God, the Royals are going for it. Oh, my God, they're in complete rebuild. And then saying, do the Royals have any idea what they're doing? Why do they keep going from they're looking to get this guy and play for now, and now they're over here and they're trying to sell everything? I mean, are they going to get Carlos Gonzalez or are they going to trade Danny Duffy? You can't do that. Calm the blank down. Calm down. You have companies that have sent beat guys across the country to come back with something. They cannot fly there and go, you know what? Didn't talk to a GM. Heard nothing. Nothing substantial. All quiet here at the winter meetings. You cannot put a story on a website that says nothing happening. Many talks, nothing moving. That doesn't work. You can't do that. You can't justify the flight, the hotel, the expenses. So what you get is a meeting of media people around, yes, a meeting of baseball people, but a group of media people that were sent there to come back with something. And if there is not something, create something. Listen, the Royals are a boring team at the winter meetings. What are they doing? Rebuilding. They've got a handful of pieces that people might come and knock them over. I'm going to tell you this. You know who has a good perspective on the winter meetings? Fantasy sports players. That's who has a good perspective on the winter meetings. Yeah. If you've played fantasy sports out there, you play fantasy football, right? And really, you really understand if you have keepers or play dynasty leagues or protections or have contracts, you really understand what's going on. But even just the casual, I got one league, like the people, who was it, was on the other day? Jamias Winston?
Oh, yeah, right.
What's he, the weather guy, for, not Lee Zach, Jeff Penner. Yeah. Called him Jamias Winston, right? Just has a little fun with fantasy football. Doesn't even know how to pronounce his name, but that's okay. He looks, he's got his stats, he's passionate about it. Even Jeff Penner, God bless him, understands a little bit about how the winter meetings work. Because when you call your buddy up and you're like, listen, I'm interested in Jamias Winston. Number one, your buddy goes, I think I can take this guy. I think I got something on him.
We found the mark.
Okay. All I'm going to need from you is Kareem Hunt and Zeke Elliott. Okay.
Tom Brady.
Right, yeah. That's probably, yeah, yes.
Can I
yes.
get Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know who he is. And
yes, that will be your
he's
response.
He's old. I'll do that.
But what you've understood when you do that, when you make that first trade offer, is that, hey, you kick the tires on something. Somebody asks you for something that's ridiculous, and you go, no, I'm not going to give up Kareem Hunt and Zeke Elliott for Jameis Winston. Right? Now, let me give you an example. Let's put 10 reporters around your fantasy league, and they are sent to the big fantasy league powwow. We do this in my NBA league where we get – or Kirk's NBA league – where we try to get together at the All-Star game, which is an awful game, right? Try to all get together at the bar, have a few Coronas, enjoy the game, and then swap trade talks. So it really is a good perspective to get what the winter meetings are like, in addition to some actual business, some paperwork business, and different meetings and stuff that have to go on. You're all in one place, so any ideas you've got, you can kick them around and get a response really quick, although GMs tend to answer their phone better than Bob, the accountant, when you're trying to offer him a deal he absolutely should take, but the stupid ass won't do it because he won't get back to you and he doesn't even recognize that the only reason you're doing this deal is because you're going to the playoffs and you're giving him 3-for-1 and you just need a running back no matter what it costs. Okay, that doesn't really happen. That perspective does not happen because GMs answer their phone. But let's go back. Jameis Winston, guy answers back, sure, I want Zeke Elliott and Kareem Hunt. 10 guys have been sent to your fantasy powwow. That's overheard. Like, what are you guys talking about? Well, you know, I asked about Jameis Winston because I need a backup quarterback, and he came back at me with Zeke Elliott and Kareem Hunt. Sources tell me discussions are happening between the Royals and Cardinals. We'll give him baseball names so you remember why I'm doing this. Between the Royals and Cardinals, set to be talking Jameis Winston for Kareem Hunt and Zeke Elliott. That guy's got to report something. Something has to go back to go on the website, to go in the newspaper, to be discussed on the radio, wherever it is. He has to report back something. That trade is asinine. It has no hope of happening because the guy who has Zeke Elliott and Kareem Hunt's going to be like, listen, I'm going to call about Andy Dalton. Thanks. At least I know where you're at. I'm out of here. That's what's going on. So when you hear the Cubs have interest in Danny Duffy, that does not mean that they're a physical away from Danny Duffy being a Cub. That means the Cubs have interest in him. They called. And that means the reporter who's being paid a lot of money and the company spending a lot of money to have him sit around in Florida at this event has to put something out there. I've got something. Danny Duffy to the Cubs. People say, Royals, listening on Danny Duffy. What the blank is listening? You didn't spit in the guy's face when he called you? It means nothing. Look, I'm not telling you Danny Duffy isn't on the trading block or that Danny Duffy will absolutely be at spring training. I'm just telling you, take it from me, I pay attention to this stuff. I file it away. You don't need to freak out and act like Dayton Moore is running around Florida going, I don't know, maybe I'll trade Duffy, but I can get Carlos Gonzalez over here. I don't know how it all fits. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? So many offers. Oh, trade it all. That's not happening. So calm down. And mostly I'm talking about the media. Put a pair of Depends on. Quit wetting your pants with every report that comes from a reporter that does the exact same thing every year, and virtually none of what gets talked about actually happens. You want to know why? Because they called up and said, we want Duffy. And Dayton Moore says, we're really not interested. Now, look, I'll listen. You want to give me A, B, C, D, E, F, and G? Okay, I have to say yes because it's best for the Royals. But you were looking for a square-up 50-50 deal, a hitter for a pitcher? Not happening because Danny Duffy's our guy. You don't just – calm down. Let it happen. For God's sake, let it happen before you freak out and start questioning whether or not a man who took a barren wasteland of a franchise to a world championship and back-to-back AL pennants has suddenly lost his mind and can't even conduct trade conversations as well as us fantasy players. I don't get – look – again, fans, you got shopping and bills and the leaves and the cars in the shop and whatever, right? I get it. It's not your job. But for the media, this really is just a presentation for them. And then for the fans who get stuck because we're your mouthpiece on what's going on, it's okay. It's all right. Dayton Moore is not sitting in his own poo right now trying to figure out what to do. He's been around the block a few times. He's got a resume of success. This is not 2014 where we need to sit and question, is this guy even qualified to be a general manager? What the hell has this guy ever won? He has rebuilt the franchise and won a world championship. And for me anyway, when I cover Dayton Moore, hey, there are things I hear about the Royals or even see them do and I go, not sure I'd do that. And with it is, but the guy doing it did win a world championship. Again, not a get-out-of-jail-free card. Doesn't mean he can never do it again, and I think if he does do it again, the second world championship will be a bigger accomplishment than the first because I think the rules are more difficult for him now. I am terrified of the advantages that the big market clubs have, right? But I will say this. Dayton Moore's not the GM of the Atlanta Braves, and I am happy about that. He is the general manager in Kansas City, and he's got a better resume of succeeding in Kansas City in this situation than anybody else out there. What do you want, Dave Dombrowski? When was the last time Dave Dombrowski took a team that is coming down, rebuilt it, and won without a mega payroll? You got to go back to his time with the Marlins, and it was a different era then. The economics surrounding it were different. He has not done what Dayton Moore has done. Excellent general manager. By the way, still looking at Eric Hosmer. I'll point out, everyone's, again, that's one of the, Hosmer to the Padres, they're the leading candidate. But he's got a meeting in Boston, right? Well, yeah, but I mean, the Padres are the leader. But he's still taking the meeting in Boston, right? Dave Dombrowski slow played it. I heard Dave Dombrowski wasn't that big on him. Okay. So if you're dealing with Scott Boras, are you going to tell Scott Boras, by the way, I think your player is the greatest player of all time? Are you going to hand him that piece of leverage? No, you're not. So, listen, I haven't done a lot on the winter meetings. You want to know why? Because I've covered the freaking winter meetings before. And I know that there's a ton of smoke and only a little bit of fire. So the biggest thing we've got here is that the Royals are at least discussing things. The Royals, what do we know? What do we know about the Royals? They'll listen on Danny Duffy, right? They'll listen. Okay. The Royals are listening, or there are teams that are interested in Whit Merrifield. The Royals are shopping Joaquin Soria, Jason Hamill. The Royals may want to cut $20 million off their payroll. That's it. That's what we know. Those are the reports. There is the entire package of information. And the Royals have acquired two players that were drafted in the Rule 5, traded cash considerations for two players today that were drafted in the Rule 5. They are?
Brad Keller, who was once in the Diamondbacks organization, has not been in the majors. He was taken number 5 by the Reds today and then given to the Royals for cash or player to be named later. And Birch Smith, who was in the Rays organization. He has been up briefly with the Padres. He was taken number 6 by the Mets and given to the Royals for player to be named later or cash considerations.
So
future considerations, basically.
There it is. That's your winter meetings report. The rest is motion, right? And here's a little lesson for you. There is a difference in this world between motion and progress. Right? It's what will fundamentally screw any business out there. People who create motion. Oh, they're running around the office and they're over here and they're over there. And then at the end of the day, did you do anything? Are you a salesperson that drove all over town but didn't sell anything? You had much motion. Progress is putting some money on the books. Okay? The winter meetings are motion. They are treading water out in the middle of the pool. Swimming is progress. The breaststroke is progress. There's a difference between treading water and swimming. Most of what you hear is simply people that have to report something, and they're reporting the water treading. That's it. So everybody calm down. Let's see what they do. We'll know a lot more about the direction and how much they're going to embrace the rebuilding mode as they come out. Really, of these winter meetings, the month after the winter meetings, and then ultimately, yes, when you get to Arizona at spring training, we'll have a very good feel for what's going on. 913-810-810, the phone number. You're in the program. We're live at Tickets for Less. Don't forget all Sprint Center events at ticketsforless.com. Use the code SPRINT10. You can save 10%. Great deals on Chiefs tickets like coming up for this game here with the San Diego Chargers. Some would say L.A. Chargers. You can still get tickets right now for a great price. Lower level sideline starting at $79. Upper level, call now, phone only special. Upper level, first 10 rows on the sidelines, $40. The Chiefs are currently selling those for $85. That's phone only. Call 913-685-3322.